Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing with me this morning the beginning of this wonderful day as we move forward contemplating the beautiful and allowing it to be our way. The positive is always waiting to come forth when we allow ourselves to become one with it. I love what Dr. Martin Luther King pointed out when he said, "Take the first step in faith. You do not have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." Martin Luther King. Now today, my friends, are you ready to take a step in the right direction, in a positive direction, in a healthy direction, in a happy direction? Are you ready to take a step into answers and not problems? It's a good question to ask yourself. You see, when you realize your heritage, because as we are told, it is the infinite mind's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is universal intelligence good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Now let's look at it metaphysically. What it's doing is it's giving from itself, through itself, to itself. And we, as an individualization of it, left alone to discover that's what we are, begin to recognize that our heritage is beyond anything we could ever imagine, and then accept it and act as if it's so. Now, what happens when we do this? What happens is we find ourselves in a continuous awareness of our oneness with infinite intelligence. Today, my friends, you can let go and know that divine mind in you, as you, is you. And as you do this, you can, if you so choose, begin to realize your heritage is good enough to be true. Why? Because you are made in the image and likeness of Spirit. Today, you can recognize and claim with a grateful heart the magnificent, healthy, loving life that is yours by right of consciousness. Now, this is a great reality that we become one with, and it's not enough, as you hear me say quite often on this program, just to know about this reality. The challenge is to know as this reality knows. Remember, truth is not truth unless it leads you to the greatness of you. Not something else. Why? Because everything is everything else, but you are that part of it which can know and know it knows and draw on all of the power of universal life, universal mind, universal intelligence to direct your life in a positive and wonderful way. This great reality is the quality of the divine expressed how? Expressed by means of your highest ideals, your highest ideas, your highest concepts, your highest beliefs. The great teachers have all taught throughout the age, let your ideas become your ideals. You see, most people are living at the level of their self-definition. In fact, everyone is. So why not, if we are to take the advice of the great, the good, the wise of the age, why not discover the truth about ourselves, know it's good enough to be true, let it look out of our eyes, and increase our self-definition? Why? Because it's an automatic process when we do it that way, when we allow ourselves to become one with the reality of the age, the reality of infinite life, the never-ending spiritual regeneration that is ours by right of consciousness does what? Its natural state is health, happiness, joy, success. And when we get our bloated nothingness out of the way, what happens? We begin to do what? We begin to revert forward in a positive and beautiful way so that our natural state becomes our way. The beacon light of spirit, as you, my friends, is ready, willing, and able to flood your experience with the glow of good if you let go and let it happen. Your light is shining ever more clearly from the heart of God as your heart when you know that you are in the heart of God. God is not just in your heart. That's Khalil Gibran's great advice, to allow yourself to know that God is not in your heart. You are in the heart of God. So everywhere you go, you are in the center of it. So the challenge is to know this today and understand from this knowing so that you are allowing yourself to thrill to this understanding, thrill to understanding accomplishments and the dividends of abundant living in your life right now, thrill to understanding that you can change your mind and your life will change automatically. Thrilled to the understanding that you, as you celebrate your purpose and fulfillment of all your goals, that your goals demonstrate themselves as good or better than anything you could ever imagine. Use the power within you as you, in new and wonderful ways today, and experience more abundant success, health, and happiness than you have ever experienced before. Dear friends, listen to me. It is only a thought away, a thought believed in. When you act as if that belief is good enough to be true, what happens? It demonstrates as its own truth. So today, know that it is good enough to be true. And thankfully release anything that needs to move forth from your life, out of your life, in consciousness, and then become one with the consciousness of what you do want. This is loving yourself enough to give the best of yourself to yourself. Going back to Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." Stick to love today, my friends. Stick to love and know that the divine urge of love within you as you is right now expressing itself as your mind, your body, and your world. Love is something that is always ready, willing, and able to be understood. Why? Because we are made out of love. That which made everything is love, therefore everything you are is love. When Jesus was asked, "What is God?" he pointed out that God is love. If it's infinite and made everything, and it made it out of itself, and if it made it out of itself, then everything in truth is love. That's the truth of you, whether you know it or not. Love evolves into the full expression of your life when you know this and act as if it's so. Why? Because you are endowed with infinite love. You are endowed with infinite love because you are an individualization of God, which is love. Now, your challenge today is to do what? To discipline yourself. Right now, make a choice to discipline yourself to accept love's guidance. Discipline yourself to know today and every day that love in you as you knows what to do. It knows how to do it through you in an intelligent and loving way, and allow yourself to be inwardly guided to love enough to give your very best to what's in front of you today. Person, place, thing. Now, your challenge is to understanding. We're told with all that getting, get the first understanding. We're also told to, to allow ourselves to seek first the kingdom and then all else will be added. Well, the kingdom, my dear friends, as the master teacher Jesus pointed out 2,000 years ago, this kingdom is within us. So we go within and we find understanding greater than any understanding we've had before. As I say in my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, if your understanding is not serving you well, then what you need to understand is you may not understand what you think you understand. Understanding is important. Again, my dear friends, it is not enough to know about a positive principle. What you need to know is know as the positive principle knows. Now, when you do this, you find yourself flowing into the right decisions. You find yourself flowing into healthy choices. You find yourself being well-being in action, and you discover that happiness is your way. Why? Because you are renewing your whole life with love. My friends, you are one with God's life. Therefore, peace of mind and ultimate good are yours by right of consciousness. Accept it now. Accept it today. Accept it this morning. Whatever you need to do, do it with love. Whatever you need to do it with confidence. Whatever you need to do it with intelligence and joy. Whatever you need to do today, allow yourself to be love in action and do it from God, through God, to God, knowing that everything you need needs you. Whatever you desire desires you. You are moving together in the synchronicity of intelligent affirmation, and the good that you desire is good enough to be true. Let go today, and let it be your pleasure to celebrate that which love knows and knows it knows, to celebrate that which love knows what to do and how to do it, so it blesses itself as you and blesses every life you touch today. So, express yourself. Express yourself in such a way that as you let go and let more of God's good everywhere you go be your advancing front edge in everything you do, you are doing this. Why? Because you're giving thanks for greater good before it shows up. So, my friends, do give thanks today. Give thanks for uninterrupted love abundantly meeting your needs with the divine circulation of good, and honor this affirmation. Again, listen to the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. My friends, anything and everything that looks something other than love in your consciousness or life, why don't you let it go today? Why don't you let go and allow yourself to know that everything that has been and everything that will be is all happening at once? Dr. Ernest Holmes, who founded Religious Science, the author of the Science of Mind textbook, founded a philosophy for thinkers. He many times referred to the concept of religious science, Science of Mind, as Zen thoughts. Zen thoughts are something to give to the highest and the best of your understanding, and then give from that understanding to the now you're in, which has never happened before. Love and action, as we talked about. The Zen thoughts that you have today are allowing you to do what? It is allowing you to recognize the insight, to recognize the truly ageless wisdom of the Zen saying that everything matters, nothing matters. What a great Zen idea. Everything does matter. And if it exists, it has some part to play in the whole, yet nothing matters at all when considered apart from the whole. Do you understand what I'm saying here? There is nothing apart from the wholeness of God. And if you separate in your mind something that you say is not God, then what you are doing is you are creating a nothing matters concept. But everything matters, my friends, when we know that we are always one with universal life.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
You see, life itself matters. And God is life. God is love. Love matters. What doesn't matter is a concept that you are poor, a concept that you are sad or glad. And when you understand this, what happens is you are allowing yourself to get your spiritual priorities right. There will be no reason for you not being rich or glad. Therefore, what you're accepting is the truth of yourself, which is rich and glad. And it doesn't matter whether you think you are loved or unloved, but what happens when your priorities are right, you begin to understand very clearly that you are fully and properly appreciated. Why? Because the truth of you, again, is love. And it's the truth of everyone. And when you know this, you find yourself properly appreciated, companioned, and supported at the level of love. So what matters is that you love and you appreciate other people. You appreciate everyone who comes into your life. And you allow yourself to be grateful for your unfolding sense of values and the realization that God is all and all is well. This is the manifestation of love in action. Now, every age discovers an ageless truth. And there's a lot of people around expressing ageless truth right now. Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, the wonderful people at Unity, the wonderful people in Divine Science, Religious Science, Center for Spiritual Living, United Center for Spiritual Living, International Center for Spiritual Living, Self-Realization, all of the wonderful teachers, dear friends, nobody has a corner on truth and nobody has copyrighted it. It's everywhere at once. The Greeks spoke of a universe in which everything flows, panta rei. That was Anaximander's concept. Panta rei, everything flows. 3,000 years ago, this was said, understood, and applied. This happened before we ever split the atom. It has happened before any of the scientific knowledge we have today came forth. It was correct then, and it is correct now. Everything flows. There was a Polish astronomer who came up with the theory that is accepted that the Earth and the other planets move around the sun. You know, they used to burn people at the stake for saying the planets move around the sun. Now, we have changed. Why? Because we understand more. And because we understand more and we apply it, we are living our life at a whole other level. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out once that after they discovered that the world was round, there were still people on the world who believed the world was flat. Now, their belief system did not flatten out the world, but it did give them a flat experience in the world. How many people do you know who are having a flat experience on a round world? How many people do you know who look at their life and say, well, it must be God's will, and they don't do anything about their life? That's not what God's will is all about. God's will is it's done unto you as you believe. So what you need to do is enhance your belief system, therefore enhance your life. 1 Corinthians 3:18 has a very interesting statement. It says, if any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Very interesting. That saying, the more I know, the more I know, there's more to know. I'll tell you what, you want to get yourself in trouble? Just tell the universe you know everything you need to know, and watch how the universe will present you with the opportunity that you know it. Well, my dear friends, what we need to do is understand that we do have a power within us that can embrace, understand, and move through anything and be unmoved by it when we know what and who we are. Our challenge, again, is to grow in such a way that we are being peace of mind and action, that the truth within us is ready, willing, and able to be revealed, and as we reveal it in our own life, as our own life, what happens is pressing facts that confuse us all of a sudden become wisdom. Don't ever let facts get in the way of truth, my friends. Your challenge is to know and know you know. As it says in Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Listen to it again. Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, which means law, the law of mind, and he, infinite life, shall give thee, that means you, the desires of thine heart. In other words, what it's saying here is all your dreams are waiting for you to come true. All your dreams. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes points out on page 383 of the Science of Mind textbook, where he says, the problem of good and evil will never enter the mind which is at peace with itself. He also says on page 54 of the Science of Mind textbook, cannot that which is conscious cast out that which has no consciousness? If we properly understood, we would be able to remove false conditions as easily as Jesus did. Get thee behind me, he said. Get thee behind me. What was he talking about? He was talking about negative thinking. Let your dead past bury itself. Dr. Chet Castellaw, one of our greatest ministers we've ever had, he was Bob Hope's head comedy writer for 35 years, before becoming a religious science minister, he used to say to all of us, the reason people will not change their life for the better is they refuse to give up their stories about why it can't change. They'd rather keep telling the story about poor little old me than to tell the story of the celebration of self. Now, there's an important rule. An important rule, if you're going to use the power of mind in your life as your life, and for those religious science students out there, this is also an important rule for using the science of mind. And that rule is this. Think. The rule is to think. You see, my friends, religious science is a thinking person's philosophy. The concept, again, you've heard me talk about it before, is thoughts are things. Now, you are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You're not the thing, you're not the thought, you're the thinker. And when you act from the thinker, you are free. Know the truth, it'll set you free. And when you find more and more and more and more harmony in the day you're in and the life you're in and the project you're in and the situation that you are involved in, if you let harmony be your way, the starting point, all of a sudden you begin to discover that your belief itself, manifesting as the spoken word, in other words, how you outwardly and inwardly describe your experience, this is what? It is the divine presence in you becoming what you think about all day long. Emerson pointed this out when he said, we are what we think about all day long. Not hoping it's true, wishing it's true, begging it's true, trying to get some God outside of you to change its mind about you. It is the power moving through you, and all it says is change your mind about yourself and your world will change. Change your mind about yourself and then think like the changed idea thinks. Now, here's how we do it. Listen carefully. Number one, recognize that God is all there is. Number two, unify with the reality that God is all there is. Unify with this reality in such a way that you know and know you know that you are an expression of infinite life. Number three, realize that the truth of the divine reality must also be true of you. What the great, the good have known, you can know. Understand that what the great have understood about the truth of self is also the truth of you. Realize, number three, that the truth of the divine reality must also be true of you, and then do what? Apply this healing thought to your life, to whatever particular need or concern you might have in your life. And if everything is wonderful, then use that as a launching pad to even get better and better and better. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.